Log Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down. Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Well there, parents. Welcome to another Parents Coaching Parents Network Live Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and I guarantee you again, this evening we're going to have another fantastic show. We have some special guests coming up that I know is going to open a few doors for you and make you think about a few things in the world of parenting a student athlete. But, you know, as I always say, I can't even get started without first bringing on my song, my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith, where you at?
The game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Hey there, family. Like I always say, my man Keith hit the nail right on the head when he said he's making smart cool. Making smart cool. Just to let you know, Keith Wright is currently a student attending Harvard University and also playing basketball and on a scholarship. So he is an exceptional athlete, able to juggle both situations, playing basketball and maintaining the grades up there at Harvard University. I see we have our special guest on, but we also have a few administrative things that we need to take care of. Parents Coaching Parent Network is here to assist parents and student athletes in the pursuit of their athletic scholarship. We hope that you get a better understanding of the recruiting process and what are the requirements for an athletic scholarship. You know, but oftentimes what we do as parents, we miss out on our part, and we wait too long for our athletes to get started in the recruiting process, and sometimes they miss out. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the requirements or parenting a student athlete. And our guest that we have coming on this evening, Mr. Charles Smith, and I'm not going to talk too much about Charles. I'm going to let you hear from the man himself. But just to let you know what I know about Charles. Charles has a couple young men in his family, and both of them are athletically inclined, and they are student athletes. And what I know about Charles is going to stay on top of them and make sure that they do everything that they need to do to get their grades. And at the same time, if they desire to play sports, proceed on with playing sports. But as always, before I go on and bring on our guests, we'll be bringing on our guests after I give a quick shout out to my fellow networkers and the Parents Coaching Parent Networks, Mr. Al Woods at Woods Recruiting Service, and Apologies, out of Texas, another part of my family out there in the Parents Coaching Parent Network. What you guys say to us, Al?
Dreamed of playing in college, then Woods Recruiting has the answer for you. Exposure is the key to being recruited. If they don't know about you, then they can't recruit you. Woods Recruiting will develop a college recruiting plan to fit your needs of gaining exposure to college coaches. Since 1989, Woods Recruiting has helped thousands of high school athletes get recruited and placed in college. Visit our website at woodsrecruiting.com. Woodsrecruiting.com. See for yourself.
Welcome.
All right. Okay, I see we got a number of folks looking like they're trying to get in on the line. But if you're interested in calling in, hey, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. I'll say it again, 646-929-2416. If you're listening to us on the internet and you want to call in to have a few questions for our guests. But without further ado, I'll go ahead and see if we got our special guest on the line, Mr. Charles D. Smith.
I appreciate you putting that D in there, Michael.
Hey, Charles. You corrected me one time, and that's all you have to do. That one time is good enough.
How you doing, man?
Oh, hey, I'm doing just fine. Welcome to the show. As you would say, welcome to the Parents Coaching Parents Network.
There you go.
That's the way we're going to make things happen. I want you to give us a little insight on who is Charles D. Smith.
You want me to give a little insight about myself?
Yes, sir. Just a little bit. For the fans out there that really don't know.
Well, I played in the NBA for about 10 years, played on the USA national team two years. Currently, I am the executive director for the NBA Retired Players Association. I'm about two courses and three prerequisites away from getting my NBA at Seton Hall University. I got four boys and a beautiful wife, Lisa. We've been married for 18 years. Is that enough?
Hey, that's enough right there. If you would have just said you have four boys and a beautiful wife, that would have been enough for us there. Hey, I think we got a few calls, get ready to call in and ask a few questions, but I want to make sure that they got the right number and the right instructions. So call us if you're interested in asking Mr. Smith a few questions there. You can give us a call at 464-929-2416. And when you're prompted to hit the one key on your telephone, that'll bring you up. Let us know that you have your hand up in the air, and we can bring you on the line and see what kind of questions you have for Mr. Smith. But, Mr. Smith, we're going to talk a little bit about parenting four boys, because I know you got four boys, and I know some of them boys are athletically inclined. I've seen them in action. So what is it, some of the things that you think about or deal with on a daily basis having young athletes in your family?
Well, from my perspective, the main thing is to keep the lines of communication open. I hang out with my boys a lot. Our house is the hangout spot where their friends come by and hang out, play games. I try to remain very close to my boys, and that's very important. The challenge is with one now being 18, stepping into college, and one 15 going into his sophomore year, the challenge is giving them the respect that they need as young, responsible boys to mature and flourish and become more of a friend, not only a dad, and give them respect to speak their mind and their views and me to respect what they have to say, and it gives them confidence. Not only does it give them confidence, but it gives them the ability to feel that they can tell me anything, and I think that's important. So it's the closeness and making them feel comfortable that they can tell me anything, and I don't have a knee-jerk reaction or an emotional response, even if it's the craziest thing that I may hear, I don't react, and we just talk through them. So as far as their schoolwork and their athletic abilities and on the field or on the court, my thing with them is I tell them all the time, they can do whatever they want to do. Doesn't matter to me. As long as they're representing the family and they're responsible and they're getting their, you know, homework and their studies done. So they thrive to be the best that they can be at whatever they do. And by doing that, I reward them by, if they tell me they would like to go spend the night over a friend's house or, you know, go different places, I don't challenge them. I just want to know where they're going and I let them flow because they, I watch them become more responsible and mature in front of my eyes, and I give them the freedom to continue to mature as long as they're responsible.
Hey, and trust me, folks, I've seen them in action, and I'll validate and put a stamp on everything that he just said because I've seen Charles with his young men. Hey, you know what? I think we may have somebody on the line that snuck in here on us.
Hello, guys. How are you? Hello, Charles. Hello, Michael.
Hello, hello. How are you? How are you, Miss?
I'm fine. I'm doing great. I'm at a business dinner right now, and I snuck away just to call in and say hello to you guys.
Who is Michael? Who is that?
Ooh, I think that's what does Charles call me? TTP.
Hey, that?
Charles.
Hey.
Hey, Charles. How are you?
I'm good.
How are
you
guys
doing?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call in and say hello, and I admire you both, and I just appreciate both of you so much for the work that you do. And I just wanted to call in and say hello. I had to sneak away, kind of, sort of. So I told him I'd be back in 10 minutes. So, but you guys are wonderful and great.
What is this important business meeting?
The important business meeting is we're trying to find a company to do Patrick's website, and the first company that we went to didn't really follow through, so we have two proposals out now, so we're interviewing two different companies right now over dinner in Cincinnati, Ohio right now.
Okay, but
so that's what we're doing.
Know, for those of you who don't know, the person that snuck in on us and decided to join in on the conversation is our other special celebrity guest, as we always like to refer to.
Oh, my goodness.
As Miss Tawana Patterson, mother of Patrick Patterson of the Houston Rockets.
All right. Thank you.
And we're glad that you were able to sneak away from your business meeting just to come on and listen to us. Did you hear the first opening that Charles gave us in regards to how he deals with the boys?
Yes, I did. Yes. Charles is a great dad. He really is. And he's been a great friend to me, mentor, confidant. And I really appreciate talking to him and being his friend and staying in touch with him. He's a good dad. And I'm very proud of that. And a good husband. He has a beautiful wife. So he's off limits, ladies.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I had to throw that in there just in case.
What kind of show is this?
We may have some kids listening to this show.
I know, I'm being bad. Yeah, I heard what you said, Charles. You did pretty good. I'm glad that you're on here. As a matter of fact, Angela says hello. She's in Atlanta, and she told me to tell you hello, and she'll see you in Vegas very soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Any more shout-outs, hookups, anything else you want to throw out there?
I'd like to give a shout-out to Capital Sports Management. Odell McCants is our agent, and he's doing a great job. So that's my shout-out for tonight.
You know I do have a mute button on this thing here. Don't you know that?
Okay, I'm going to let you do your job. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, we appreciate you joining us this evening, and you brought so much life to the conversation.
My pleasure.
As always, I didn't think Charles was prepared for that part of the conversation, but we're gonna move right along.
Okay. Yeah, do that.
Okay. You have anything else that you're going to add, or anything else that you want to share with us as far as why we have you for the next five more minutes or two, three more minutes that you're, as far as being a parent of a student athlete?
Right now, being a parent of a student athlete is very busy. My God, I hardly have time for myself, but I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I'm glad I have my husband here to help me. I feel kind of bad for single parents, and I always tell them, even when we're at the parent seminar at the Top 100 camp, to get yourself a support group, uncle, father, sister, brother, whatever, if you're a single parent, because you can't. It's hard to do it alone. You have to have a support group to help you with your kids, because it's just so much stuff involved at every level. Right now, Patrick is he's on his way back as we speak from Houston. His flight was delayed by 4 hours due to air conditioning problems on the plane, so I'm a little nervous about that, but he should land around 9:40, and then we're going to pick him up from the airport. He has planned tomorrow an autograph signing in Louisville, Kentucky, and then Saturday he has Pro Cal camp at UK with Coach Cal and a lot of the little kids. And then he heads to Vegas for 5 days for a camp. And then after that, August 5th, he goes back to Houston, Texas. So he's doing pretty good right now. MBA is new to me as a parent. So I have a lot to learn about the MBA, which Charles will be helping me with. But right now, everything's going very well, and I just say to single parents out there, get your support group. Ask questions. Do research. But you need help with your kids. You can't do it by yourself. That's what I would suggest to single parents. We had that issue at the parent seminar, and we had a lot of single moms. Dads weren't around, or they were divorced, or they weren't in the kids' life. And I just suggested they get a support group. And out of that, three of them have called me, and they're working on that. So I'm going to put them in touch with you, Michael, because you're good with that. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I'm quite sure if I need any guidance or support or anything of that nature, you'll be more than happy to step back in along with Charles. Charles, are you still there, sir? Charles?
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering, had you got bumped off the line because Mrs. Patterson. Amen. But, yes, how much more time do we have with you, Ms. Patterson? Because I want to get some more questions in to Charles.
Okay, I can wrap mine up now, and you can get Charles on. Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope to see you guys again one day soon. If not, I will be talking to you guys, and keep up the good work.
TTP, have a great meeting.
I will, and I will definitely keep you informed of that meeting, Charles. Thank you, guys, and you guys have a lovely night, a lovely evening, okay?
You're definitely not shy.
All right, I'm going to let the guys go. Love you guys. Y'all have a good night, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Good night. Bye-bye.
Okay. I don't know where she came from. I was looking at the switchboard, and all of a sudden I seen this number pop up that looked familiar to me. So as a result, I had to acknowledge our celebrity guest, Ms. Tawana Patterson. She's been keeping us going since the very first show I came up on the air. But getting back to Mr. Smith here, I'm glad we had the opportunity to have him call in and share some knowledge and understanding of things. But like he said, he has four young men of his own, and they are involved in sports. And now, how do you keep them? Well, you talked about how you kept them focused on grades and rewarding them and things of that nature. With your celebrity status and your boys growing up to be ball players as well, how do you keep them focused on, how do you just simply keep them focused on not trying to fill in your shoes?
Yeah, that's a challenge. And they go through some painful experiences with their peers. And I just stay close to them. And that's what I talked about earlier with the communication. I mean, they'll come to me and talk to me about, you know, the pressure that they feel playing basketball or when I come around and certain circumstances and situations that they're in. But we have to talk those things out. I got to let them know that, you know, hey, if you want to be the best at whatever it is you do, I don't care whether it's, you know, your schoolwork, your athletics, pressure makes diamonds. You're going to have to deal with that, be it through me and your friends putting pressure on you or any situation that you come through within your schoolwork, within your sport, you're going to have to deal with that. So let's start with it now and share with me your feelings. And we talk through it. And, you know, I had the 15-year-old who did not, going into his freshman year of high school, didn't want to play basketball. And I told him, great, no problem, and walked away. And I said, no, that's not a big deal. You do what you want to do. And because he was concerned about going into tryouts and people knowing, you know, we had the same name and he felt the pressure. And, you know, as it led up to the date of tryouts, he went out there, tried out, and had a great tryout and had a great freshman year, played a little JV, and his confidence grew. And his confidence continues to grow. And that's what it's about. If you're not, because it's the pressure that is applied to kids, whether they're student athletes or not, it's immense. And you have to really get your children to talk about their feelings to you, why and how they feel the way they do, and coach them through those things because, you know, a lot of teenagers come up with these personal scars that ride them into their, you know, teenage years, their young adult years, and they will, you know, shy away or not do things because of that. And I don't want that for my boys. I want them to make sure that, like I said, they whatever they touch and whatever they do, they better give it their best of their abilities and thrive to be the best. And with that comes a lot of personal relationships.
Okay. And you know, if you're listening, parents, the biggest thing that Mr. Smith keeps saying over and over and over and over again is closeness and communication and being able to understand. And if you notice something else that he has said, and I'll tell you from firsthand experience, I've seen it myself, he's not going to allow the child to dictate the situation as far as the parent-child relationship. Oftentimes I see situations where you have a star pupil or a high school standout, and parents get that feeling that, okay, in order for me to allow him to blossom, I'm just going to allow him to do whatever he wants to do. And as a result, that is not always the best situation for that athlete. So you have to have some strong lines of communication. Would you agree with me on that there, Charles?
Yeah, you know what? It never works if you let a young man or a young professional athlete dictate any situation. That will never work. That starts their demise. Young males need and welcome structure. They don't thrive where there is not structure. And you got to have that. You got to give them responsibilities. They got to have structure. They got to have timelines. They got to have goals, all those sorts of things, because that's what's developing them into young, you know, responsible young men. You know, if you don't do that, then they continue to dictate. It gets worse, and then you got a problem on your hands. So, you know, you got to give them structure. And actually, you'll find that they welcome it.
Hey, exactly. Like he said, they feed on it. They feed on it. Again, callers, if you're interested in asking a question to our guest, Mr. Charles D. Smith, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. Once you get on the line, you press the #1 key on your phone, and that will show me that you have a question, and I will bring you into the queue. I see we have a few callers right now calling in from the great state of Texas. Callers coming in from Texas. If you have a question, press the number one key, and we can bring you up. I think I know who it is, but I'm not going to assume anything right now. I'm going to wait and see if they have any questions for us. But just like Mr. Smith was saying, just like Charles was saying, that line of communication and making sure that we maintain some type of structure with our young men, because our young men thrive for that guidance, thrive for that structure, thrive for that balance in their life. You know, oftentimes when they get a chance to run wild and run rampant, they don't have that sense of direction, and as a result, they slide off in a bad direction. And then we often try to play, reel them back in, or, you know, we try to get them back on track. Charles, as a young man yourself, and talking about playing sports, as a young man yourself coming up, did you have, you had the family side of you, but did you have any other folks that kind of like a support group, like Ms. Patterson was saying a few minutes ago?
Well, yeah, growing up, you know, I think it's very important for, you know, kids 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, years old when they're, you know, young children and youth. I think it's very important for them to grow up in church, find a great church home, and part of that structure is for them to frequent that church home every Sunday. It's a part of their structure. Now, I found in with my life in doing that, it gave me a sense of balance and wholeness when I became, you know, 17, 18, 19, and I left the house, because you fall back onto those roots and those and that foundation, and it's very important. When I went to the University of Pittsburgh on my own, I went and found a church home, and I would go there on, leave campus and go there on Sundays, and it was a church in East Liberty. And it was a great thing for me to do. It kept me balanced while I was in school. You know, the kids may be in school and in church, and they might not be paying attention, but just having them in that environment, it does something for them later. And that's a part of the structure and balance that I talk about as well. And that's what I did, and it helped me.
Okay. See, that's definitely a positive note. Parents, I hope you got your pen and paper out and taking some good notes here, because that's some positive stuff that Mr. Smith just shared with us, as far as when your child is off away from home, he or she, because we could be talking about either or, he or she finding a church home, someone else that to kind of keep their arms around your child and keep your child safe during the time period that they are away from home. I'm working hard right now, Charles, and trying to get this caller to come online with us. I think we have one of our parents from the Top 100 camp, and hopefully she will chime in, because I know she has some stuff to bring, because she just came back from one of them big AAU tournaments. Let me see if I got online. Caller, are you on the line? You're on the Parent Coach of Parent Network. Who am I speaking with?
I am. This is Angel, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing just fine there, Miss Angel Johnson. Miss Angel Johnson, welcome to the call. You're on the line with myself and Mr. Charles D. Smith. I don't know if you remember Charles. You probably remember Charles. She's one of the parents from the Parent Coaching Parent program, Top 100 camp there, Mr. Smith.
How you doing, Angel? Good. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you. Good to hear from you.
Okay. We know that you just came off the big July push where your son was out there with all the others riding up down the road, doing all the extensive traveling, heavy recruiting going on, all that kind of stuff. How are you as a parent handling all that pressure during that time period? Because you're under the same pressure, because you want to know where your child is at if you're not with your child, or you want to know, hey, okay, is he going to get in the game, and so-and-so looking at him and all this other kind of stuff. So give us a little feedback on that if you don't mind.
Well, actually, I try to go wherever my son's playing. I try to be there to be a part and to be supportive of him. With Sheldon, he actually committed as a sophomore. So the pressure was a little easier for our household. It wasn't as difficult as it is for some others. As far as the traveling, it's always good for him to, even though he's committed, to still go and travel and have other colleges to look at him just in case and be an asset to the AAU team. So we've enjoyed the traveling. We've been to Vegas, and we had a good time. We went to Dallas, and we won the Gasco tournament, Sheldon Letterman winning that. So it's been a great experience for myself and for Sheldon. A little tiring, but it's been good.
Okay. It's been good, and I'm glad you hear that, and I'm glad you everybody made it back safely, and everybody's had a good time while you're out there. And, you know, at this point in time, it picks up a little bit more before it slows down. But the best part about what you said, he committed early, but he still hasn't gotten to that point of signing yet. And, you know, the things won't be totally comfortable until you get to that point of signing, because you still may have a few folks that may still be looking at him and still try to slip in a phone call from time to time, although that's not a good idea, but you still have that thing going on. Give us, go ahead.
I was about to say, that's true. It still happens. You still have colleges, you know, back going or what have you, reaching out to the committed player. And, I mean, it still kind of leaves doors open for that player, you know. However, he's pretty solid on his commitment right now. But, again, it's good for him to go out and be seen by, you know, other colleges or scouts. You know, just for the long run, you know, it keeps them active. It keeps them, you know, in the gym. It keeps them motivated to, you know, to continue to play and build relationships with other players.
Exactly. I understand. Let me switch over to Charles real quick. We were talking earlier, and you mentioned a little bit about the grades. Do you actually place a grade requirement on your boys, Mr. Smith?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the character of it's very important to understand the character of your children and what drives them. My youngest, my 8-year-old, is motivated. He's by goals, by setting goals for him. And him reaching those goals, that motivates him. And their levels are different. But like I said earlier, they have to strive to be the best. So if I know that my son is an A student and he's been getting A's, he's going to continue to get A's. And I'm going to stay on top of him to make sure he continues to get A's. My 15-year-old, you know, takes all AP courses. He finished this year with a 4.11 grade point average. He's doing well in basketball, and he's doing well academically. So I don't let up off him. He's going to continue to, you know, do what he does, and he has fun and during his downtime and all of them. If they're capable of doing something and we know that, you know, my wife and I know that he's capable, we're going to make sure that they hold to their own standard, and they're all different, and that's what we do. And they do hold to it.
Okay. And Angel, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. And, you know, I know your son's probably been out traveling on the circuit over the last, you know, few months or so. And you say oftentimes you travel with him. Hopefully we're going to get a chance to get him on, and he can talk about some of his experience and how he felt going through this whole recruiting process. But right now, one of my questions to you is, you know, what you say he already committed. What was the feeling when he decided to pick that particular school that he committed to? Was it like a joint feeling, you know, between you two? How do you feel as a parent, knowing that your child is going to be with this individual for the next 3 or 4 years?
Being the coach. It was it was a good feeling. The school he committed to was University of Texas, Austin. When we, our first unofficial visit to the campus, my son wanted to commit it immediately.
Okay.
And they won me over as well, but I didn't let them know. Can't let them know the first visit.
Okay.
And so we traveled to the school again on another unofficial visit, and the academic structure of that school actually won both of us over. We were impressed with it. We were impressed with the facility itself, the coaching, the basketball program, and we were also impressed with the distance, that it wasn't, it was close to home, it wasn't that far. And so the feeling was it was a feeling of relief, actually, that we didn't have to kind of deal with that later on in his basketball career, and he could kind of focus more on his grades, his junior and senior year, as to what colleges he would possibly want to go to. He had a total of about 15 colleges, and we kind of narrowed it down to 10, and then we narrowed it down to 8, and we kind of went on down to 5. And, again, after making an unofficial visit, then we actually Sheldon chose first, and it was right up my alley. The family was good about it, and I think it was the best decision for him and his type of game. You know, every child fits different in every program, so I think he'll really fit in well with University of Texas, and we're happy. We're excited. We're ready.
Okay. All right. Now, I can't go on any further. We're going to have to break for a little small commercial, and hopefully everybody will be able to stay online with us. But you keep talking about Texas and pushing that Texas. I got a Parents Coaching Parent Network family out there in Texas, and they've been supporting us, so I have to support them equally. So here they are.
Seeking a college athletic scholarship? Do you have questions concerning the college recruiting process? Have you asked yourself any of these questions? Who do I contact for a scholarship? What are the rules concerning athletic recruiting? What schools are best for me? Apogees.com allows high school athletes the tools to showcase their athletic skills to college coaches. Go to Apogees.com. That's APOGEEZ.com. They will help you navigate the college recruiting process for free. Apogees, the right college, right choice for the right student athlete.
Hey. Them are other members of the Parent Coaching Parent Network, Apogees. It's a free recruiting service out of Texas, along with Al Woods, the Woods Recruiting Service, also a free recruiting service out of Cleveland, Ohio. They have also joined the Parents Coaching Parent, as Charles would let me know, network. Yes, yes, yes. We are starting to grow, and as this network grows bigger, hopefully we can reach lives of more of our student athletes and make sure they get on the right track and get them on track earlier in their lives. So therefore, they're not playing 4 years of high school sports and then come to find out at the end of their career in high school or end of their time period in high school, realize that they waited too long to start looking at their transcript and their grade point average is not correct and they haven't been taking the right classes, things of that nature. So the Parents Coaching Parent Network, along with the recruiting services that you heard, that is part of our mission to make sure that our athletes get a full understanding of what they need to do earlier on. On the line there, callers, we have Mr. Charles D. Smith, a former NBA star, along with Miss Angel Johnson, who has a young man that's in the top 100 in the country, Sheldon. And if you want to call in, you have a few questions for us, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Hey, Charles, going back to you real quick. you talked about a whole lot of good things, and we may just have to do one solid show with you just sharing some of that wisdom that you have with us, because there's a lot of things that you mentioned, and they're talking about the strong communication, strong bond, you know, but also realizing that you have differences in your boys. Each one of them have their own separate personalities, and you know, you making sure that you're guiding them in the right way. You know, my one thing that I often tell a lot of parents, and I want you to chime in on that, you know, when they get to that age, you know, that rough 14, 15 year old, because I believe your son is getting to that age, he's 14, 15 years old, somewhere around there, they get to the age of they think they got a few extra answers, or they think they know a little bit more than what dad is telling them. You know, I often tell parents at that point, you're not pulling them along no more. I'm kind of guiding them to make sure that they stay on track. Can you give us anything on that?
Yeah, it's not a bad thing for, I think, a child to start expressing themselves verbally. But it's a bad thing if they're doing it disrespectfully. You know, when my boys come to me and they want to challenge what I'm saying, then I just have to take the time out to have a conversation with them to show them where, you know, they're wrong. And it takes a lot of patience, because I don't want to be in a position where I'm belittling them and not instilling confidence in them. I mean, I bring them into conversations with some of my friends that come over to the house, you know, former NBA player. Well, whether he plays with another team or not, Mark Blunt came to visit me this past weekend, and we went to lunch, and I invited, you know, my boys to come with me, sitting there talking, you know, here we're having to get engaged in a conversation. That builds confidence. You know, the one thing that parents struggle with today, and it's a big challenge for them, is technology. You know, when I grew up, our homes had all one key to the house. Now there's multiple keys, meaning passwords, throughout the house. Got a password for the cell phone, password for the laptop, you know, a password for Facebook, password for tweeting. You know, you got all these things, and parents don't know what's going on. And that's an environment that a parent has to invade from the very beginning, when the kids start to get their cell phones, Facebook, all that kind of stuff, if they allow it, is to say, this is our Facebook page. This is our cell phone. This is our tweeting account. And so that they know whatever they do, you're in it with them. And and that's the biggest thing. With all the, with the homes now, with all the secrecy going on within the home, with all the silo communications over in this corner on the handheld phone, over in here on the laptop, over – the parents got to dig in and be a part of all of that. And, that, exactly. And that's a challenge.
Exactly. And I know we can go on and on with that, and that's a whole another subject for the parents. But look like we down to probably about a minute left there. Angel,
that's okay.
Give us something to close out that you want to talk to the parents about.
Well, actually being supportive for the most part, being very supportive of your children, especially if you're a single parent. I understand Charles is married. I'm a single parent. So I have to more or less surround my son around positive male figures, somebody to have his best interest in mind, because he can't basically come to me with everything. So I have to set him up or put him in a position where he can go to another coach or another Christian male figure that will actually guide him in the right direction. That's my biggest issue as far as coaching my son, is being a single parent trying to put him in the right position. That way he wouldn't be lost on the father figure side of his thing.
And Tawana mentioned, I got you, Charles. Tawana mentioned something about that earlier, and we're going to start working on that as well. Charles, give us something about 15 seconds worth to close us out with, sir. And Angel, you heard what Charles said. We can reach out. call him at any time.
Oh, no problem. I get college kids, NBA players. They call all the time for different advice, and that's what I do. Don't want anything from them. I just want them to be successful. And to close things out, thank you, Michael, for having me on your program. You got a great program going. You know, I mess with you all the time about the PCP network, and it's a network. So I'm very supportive. Keep it up, and if I can be of any assistance, you know how to reach me.
I appreciate that, sir. I appreciate it. That was just the words from Charles D. Smith, my friend, my brother, my buddy, my networker, along with Ms. Angel Johnson. Hey, I thank y'all for coming on the show this evening, and hopefully we'll hear from you later on down the line. The PCP with Network ain't going nowhere. Parents coaching parents, that's all we do. I have to close out with my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.